Hello and welcome to a ridiculous report about the Dublin Web Summit. I've heard the startling news via Twitter this afternoon that there is not good internet connectivity, free Wi-Fi in other words, in the main auditorium at Dublin Web Summit. So I thought I would fill you in on basically what's been happening via audio boo from the warmth and comfort of my car in Cork as I drive from Glanmire to pick my daughter up from her school or half-term Halloween camp. So there you have it, folks. The Dublin Web Summit, stymied at the beginning by the difficulty people will have there tweeting, and certainly you won't be getting any live audio boo reports from the summit if the information that's been fed to me is correct. Now, the idea of bringing the world's literati from the internet to Dublin and gathering them together into a session this afternoon entitled the Founders Session. This is the founder of Skype, the founder of Twitter, the founder of Bebo, and the founder of a number of other things that I can't actually remember as I'm driving the car. And I err on the side of caution rather than mention somebody who I might turn out to have misplaced at the summit. But the idea that all of these people should be gathered in a place and the internet connectivity wouldn't be shit hot is absolutely horrific. To me, this was an opportunity for Ireland to showcase itself, to pull out all the stops. And the usual things people do before the Queen arrives is that they clean the place up so the place looks like as if it's had a regular cleaning. So to all the people from the UK, I guess it's not my role to apologise, but I just have a quiet little laugh and say, look, we need to get our act together, guys, in Ireland, because you can't gather the internet in Ireland and then give them crap connectivity. Now, there is one caveat to my report. I only have it from one person that the that the internet doesn't work properly at Dublin Web Summit. So that person may be mischievous and misleading us, and maybe the internet connectivity there is absolutely shit hot, at which point all I will say is that get your sources verified before you rush into print or into audio reports from your car in Cork. I'm really a disgruntled person who wishes that he could get out of all this horrid rain in Cork and get myself to the Dublin Web Summit. But there, that's, you can't have everything in life. And when you've got a prior commitment to collecting your daughter from an important experience, and on top of that you have a golf date tomorrow in Lahinch with Think Tank, Paul Allen and Dennis Vaughan, which you made prior to the announcement of the date of the Web Summit, you're committed to what you have already signed up to, so there's no way I'm pulling out, and I'm just going to have to hope that somebody important in the Irish internet situation has noticed that we haven't got decent connectivity there and will rush a mobile unit. Now, when I was on holidays once in Spain a long time ago, in Alicante to be precise, I met a man who specialised in delivering internet connectivity to remote places in Norway. And he assured me that it was possible to get internet connectivity into the fjords and various other isolated places in rural communities there. And he had a business which specialised in delivering an enormous amount of what do they call it, bandwidth or something like that, to enable a whole load of tennis players who were down in world, the top of the world tennis players down in Alicante in Spain. They were able to get a temporary amount of bandwidth down there to facilitate the whole of the world's journalists who were going to report upon Sabrina and her sister and Nadal and all those kind of people playing down there. So why on earth can't we have it in Dublin? I hope I'm barking up the wrong tree. I hope the connectivity is splendid. And to those of you who are inside in Dublin Web Summit, picking this up in the form of the tweet that will go up shortly, I hope you get back to me, Omani blog on Twitter, and tell me off for misleading everybody, because your internet connectivity is just as good as you need. Anyway, there you are, Paul Omani saying cheerio from the from the virtual attendance at a Dublin Web Summit. That is hashtag DWS4. Goodbye.